Welcome to the Social Security Administration. Para español, marque 7. For training and quality assurance, your call will be monitored or recorded. How can I help you today?
Schedule an appointment.
Appointments are usually required to visit our offices. You can schedule some appointments and access many services online at ssa.gov, including applying for benefits, appealing a decision, requesting a replacement Social Security card, checking your application status, estimating future benefits, and managing your current benefits. If you are unable to go online and need help with appointments, say agent. How can I help you today?
Agent. Agent.
So that an agent can serve you better, please provide the reason for your call.
Letter of benefits.
One moment while I transfer your call to an agent. To better serve you, please enter or say the 9-digit Social Security number you are calling about.
Hold on.
Let's try again. Please say or enter your 9-digit Social Security number, one digit at a time. Looks like we are having a problem understanding you. Let me connect you to an agent. At the conclusion of your call, we would like you to participate in a short survey and tell us about your experience. If you would like to participate in the survey, please stay on the line after the agent hangs up. The estimated hold time is 20 minutes. Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, otherwise known as SNAP benefits or food stamps, are distributed by state agencies, not Social Security. Contact your state SNAP office with any questions about the program. To locate your SNAP office, visit usa.gov/benefits or hang up and dial 211. Social Security Act allows us to collect information you provide during this call to run our program. Information you provide is voluntary, but not providing such may prevent us from providing requested services. As law allows, we may share this information with government agencies, employers, and others listed in routine uses in our system of records notices, such as 60-0058 and 60-0089. Your information may also be used in computer matching programs for federal benefits and to recoup debts under these programs. This Privacy Act statement and all SSA System of Records notices are available at www.ssa.gov/privacy. holding. We appreciate your patience.
If you want to file for retirement, disability, or spouse's benefits, or if you are just looking for information, you may want to visit our website at www.socialsecurity.gov. There you will find important information about your benefits and our procedures. For many people, doing business with Social Security online from the comfort of their home or office is the fastest and most convenient way to receive service. At the conclusion of your call, we would like you to participate in a short survey and tell us about your experience. If you would like to participate in the survey, please stay on the line after the agent hangs up. Holding. We appreciate your patience. We are still assisting other people and will help you as soon as we possibly can. Continuing to hold, did you know that our wait times are shorter early in the morning, later in the week, and later in the month? If your business is not urgent, you may experience a shorter wait for service if you call back during those times.
Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, otherwise known as SNAP benefits or food stamps, are distributed by state agencies, not Social Security. Contact your state SNAP office with any questions about the program. To locate your SNAP office, visit usa.gov/benefits or hang up and dial 211. Social Security Act allows us to collect information you provide during this call to run our program. Information you provide is voluntary, but not providing such may prevent us from providing requested services. As law allows, we may share this information with government agencies, employers, and others listed in routine uses in our system of records notices, such as 60-0058 and 60-0089. Your information may also be used in computer matching programs for federal benefits and to recoup debts under these programs. This Privacy Act statement and all SSA System of Records notices are available at www.ssa.gov/privacy. Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, otherwise known as SNAP benefits or food stamps, are distributed by state agencies, not Social Security. Contact your state SNAP office.
Thank you for calling Social Security. How can I help you?
Thank you. I'm wondering if you can help me. I'm the power of attorney of a person that is in the hospital. Of course, I have his power, his Social Security. I have everything, and I went to the Social Security agent in the, I'm in Maryland, and they deny I requested the letter of benefits as his power of attorney, and I was denied first because the Social Security don't accept power of attorney. Second, because the federal government was under shutdown, so they sent me they gave me a copy of a letter telling that service is not available until during the time the government is closed. So then what I did, I went to the hospital and where this patient is having some serious difficulty over there. And the hospital immediately issued me a form at 3288 signed by the doctor, the general manager, by everybody. And I have in my hand. However, I tried to open an account for him in Social Security to get the online, but because his driver license is expired, the login.gov somehow is giving a hard time, although I have a full power of attorney for this. So website, I have email, phone number, everything. And now the hospital is pushing to kick the guy out of the hospital, and I cannot take him to the long-term nursing home without Medicaid. So the Medicaid process is stuck because I could not, for the 43 days of the government shutdown, I still didn't have access to his letter of benefit. I desperately need the help from some supervisor, and I don't want to wait a couple of days to get an appointment. I need to go to the headquarters for Social Security anywhere in the DC area, Maryland area, whoever. I need your help.
You'll have to go to your local office for that, to ask for their manager to help you with that.
Okay, what is the address for the local office?
Can I have your zip code?
Sure, my zip code is 20716. If I give my customer Social Security, can you find his status for the gov.log? We have no way to check the information because you may be able to allow me to access his account and print it.
Yeah, I will not be able to allow you that information.
Okay. So tell me what's the address and how can I stop by a walk-in without making an appointment tomorrow?
The address is 7401.
Mm-hmm.
So it's 7401 Forbes Boulevard.
Ford Boulevard?
F-O-R-B as in boy,
uh-huh.
E-S
uh-huh.
as in Sam. And then Boulevard in Seabrook, Maryland.
I got it. Mm-hmm. And where is the city?
Seabrook.
Mm-hmm. I think the same place I went, Seabrook. Okay, Seabrook, Maryland.
You'll have to bring a letter from his physician or a letter from the hospital stating that he is incapable of handling his own benefits.
Oh, no. I have a form 3288. Is that not enough?
No. We need an incapability form.
Can you tell me the number for that form?
It's not a, it's 787, and you have to give it to his physician.
Okay, that's very easy for me to do. How can I get a copy of that form?
You have to go on the account on socialsecurityadministration.gov.
And then I will find the PDF with the form 787?
Correct.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure, sir.
Okay, what else do you recommend me to do? This must be signed is that form 787 must be certified by a notary or just the hospital?
No, just by his doctor, his physician.
I know.
By the hospital.
I know, but the signature.
That's the only signature we need. It's from the doctor.
I understood. I'm asking for if you need me to notarize the signature.
No, we don't. We don't need that.
Okay. So, the time for me to stop by, I can go without schedule any appointment in that particular address. Is that the some kind of regional office?
Yes. So there is a, well, that's the office you need to go to, his local office.
Well,
okay, you can go to any office.
Oh, any office. What is the main office for Maryland?
There's no main office. There's no main office, sir.
Okay, what's the national?
Every office is the same. Every office is the same. We don't have a national.
But we have a manager with enough authority to decide anything. With that. Is that true?
That's at every office.
But every office has a manager or supervisor. What's the name for? Is that general director? I need to ask you for talk to the top authority inside the office. What's his qualification there?
Every office has a manager, a supervisor.
A manager. Okay. So you call them manager. Is that the proper name or supervisor?
Both. We call them both.
But what's the director? What's there is a director in the office, right? A top officer for that particular office. We call director, correct? The office director.
Well, I don't, sir, just ask to speak to a manager. I don't want to give you our policy names. Just ask to speak to a manager and they'll take it from there, okay?
Okay, thank you so much. I'm going to go there. The timing, what's the timing, please?
You can go from 9 to 4.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a good day, sir.
You
bye-bye.
Too.
Hello, at Social Security, your satisfaction means the world to us. Your participation